This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period, said the 7th President of the United States of America. As usual, we have much to cover. I got you for 2 hours today. Again, if any time you want to call in, please do. I love hearing from you. If you want to watch us online, you can do that as well. Go to Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube, and we're right there. We should be a live broadcast up on top. You can go to Before It's News. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there. Or you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and we're on the right side of the page. You can watch us live. We have lots of live chat friends joining us today. And again, now what we're noticing, by the way, first it was Facebook, and then it was Twitter, shadow banning, censoring, suppressing free speech. Now we're seeing YouTube take our numbers, what it's growing to on a nightly basis. Come back in the morning, they're slashed in half completely. They're minimizing the influence, friends, is what they're trying to do. They don't want you thinking alike. They don't want you thinking aright. They don't want you thinking like our forefathers, which kind of just ushers me right into what's taking place in our country today, friends. This is absolutely crazy. I just have a question for you, a sincere question for you. I sincerely do, okay? To all Americans, how do you call this good, what's going on concerning this administration? I just answer the question for me, please. Folks, the good guys are being prosecuted while the bad guys are on book tours. Who is this administration, friends? Just in all sincerity, who is he prosecuted? What is it that people don't see here in this country? Read Amos 6:3. It's not good what's going on. This administration, namely Donald Trump, is sold to the American people through The Apprentice, through fake news, right? NBC, right, says Donald Trump. They gave him his own show. That's how fake it is concerning what he's a part of. And what's interesting here, friends, is he's sold to you as the guy that will get the job done through the Celebrity Apprentice. Yesterday, again, just in all sincerity, friends, Donald Trump tweets after Roger Stone is indicted on all charges. Then right after that, I don't know a whole lot about Roger Stone. I don't really care a whole lot about the man and what he does, but I do care about justice. And if there's injustice going on, I want to tell you something. You let it go. Keep in mind you're breeding injustice everywhere. Okay, so I'm all about righting the wrongs regardless of whose lot it falls to. But what I want to know, friends, is how is it that Roger Stone is found guilty on all counts. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And then shortly thereafter, they're calling for an immediate arrest and indictment of Alex Jones because they said they were calling for an overthrow of the American government. Folks, that's not what they're doing. I can tell you that firsthand. I mean, is that what our forefathers were doing when the corrupt king across the pond tried to convince the people of England that our forefathers were doing? Were attempting to overthrow the government? Remember he called them and labeled our forefathers terrorist friends? No, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get you to judge the righteous unrighteously while you justify the wicked unrighteously. And I'm here to tell you today, friends, and I'm going to hit on this more in just a moment. Either you judge righteously, America, or you're going to be condemned unrighteously because you have a totalitarian system in place that's attempting to put out the light that you have left in this country. It's not a time for you to be quiet right now. It's a time for you to open your mouth. Hey, folks, I'm going to say this. For what you leave off and you know is true, you're going to have to answer to God for on Judgment Day. Hebrews 9:27, Revelations 21, verse 8. That's where it starts. You're going to have to answer to God for what you leave undone. You know, again, what this reminds me of is seeing Roger Stone and Alex Jones and Julian Assange and others that are being stifled and they're being thrown in jail for crimes that they didn't commit while they're doing everyone in the country a service by exposing the corruption, right? That's what patriots do, is upholding dying laws. Friends, we need to pay attention to what's going on here because the just are being persecuted while the unjust are on book tours. I want you to hear what Donald Trump tweeted yesterday. And again, I'm just asking in all sincerity, what is it that Americans you don't see with this current administration? Does someone want to remind this guy what a commander-in-chief is appointed for? When you read Article 6, Section 2, I'll read that in a moment. I want you to listen to the tweet that was tweeted out by Donald Trump, okay? So now they convict Roger Stone of lying. This is the president of the United States of America. They convict Roger Stone of lying and want to jail him for many years to come. He was there defending the president, by the way. Well, what about crooked Hillary? This is what the president of the United States of America is saying. What about crooked Hillary? What about James Comey or Strzok? Or what about Page or McCabe or Brennan or Clapper or Shifty Schiff? Or Nelly, Steele, and all the others, including even Mueller himself. Donald Trump tweets, didn't they lie? Are you kidding me, America? Does someone want to share with this individual, namely the President of the United States of America, that he is the Commander-in-Chief? Oh, by the way, I also wanted to remind you, this is posted as well, but do remember, friends, that Donald Trump is the one that said he has the DOJ in his hand and he can do whatever he wants with it. As a matter of fact, I'll give you the exact quote, okay? This is on Fake News 2, said Donald Trump, who does nothing but promote Donald Trump, okay? I want you to think about this. This is what Donald Trump said. He said, I have absolute right to do what I want with the DOJ. And he has the last word. America, I have a question for you. Why is he not prosecuting the very people that are throwing the good guys in jail today? How come Donald Trump is not prosecuting those that are allegedly attacking him, friends? He's incompetent. He's a capitulating weakling is what this president is. And I am sincerely asking you the question, what is it that you don't get yet?
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got much to cover, friends. What's happening, because people are not paying attention. The good guys are being silenced, and they're being indicted concerning trumped-up charges, even protecting the president. And the president of the United States of America is tweeting, what about these people? As if to suggest that he is not the commander-in-chief. Somebody, please make the phone call and let him know that he is the commander-in-chief. Article 6, Section 2, the Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, in all the treaties made or shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. Folks, it's his job to execute the laws of the U.S. Constitution, not to merely name call them. Now, why the American people put up with this clown in the circus of politics, just one of them, it's absolutely interesting, friends, all these impeachment shows, because shows they are, friends, smoke and mirrors, their diversive tactics, look what's going on behind closed doors, friends. But here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com, we're actually bringing you the news that they mean to withhold. This is exactly what the Sons of Liberty did during the 1772 Correspondence of Committee. They kept the colonies awake to what's really going on. Friends, the good guys are being indicted and charged for trumped up charges. The President of the United States of America does nothing but tweet and ask the question, well, what about these other people? Did he forget that he said on MSNBC, I have absolute right to do what I want with the DOJ, the last word? And it's interesting, the President of the United States has been given authority to prosecute, yet he's failed. As a matter of fact, he promised the American people that he would prosecute. And 41 seconds into his victory speech concerning Hillary Clinton, he told his followers and his worshipers, because that's exactly what they are not a principled people, they are not paying attention to the law that God established that we are to discover and apply as well, for we are the government folks. And it's absolutely interesting, folks, that he said that the American people owe Hillary Clinton a debt of gratitude, a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. And the American people are still trying to figure out what's going on. But what, as just someone posted just a second ago here, friends, Andy said, Bradley, patience, all good things take time. Believe in Donald Trump. He has kept his promises so far. 1-866-582-9933. I want to know which promises he's talking about. I would like for someone to call in and verify the promises that Donald Trump has kept, because I can't find them. For everything he says publicly, I always find out privately, as I do a search, that he's doing the exact opposite of what he promised that he would do. America, what is it that you don't get yet? You have an incompetent individual in the People's White House. And I'm not talking about replacing him with Biden or any other clowns in the circus of politics that the powers that be put up for the American people to pick from. Well, these are the only, this is how stupid the American people have become. Well, these are the only two options we were given. How many times over the last couple weeks have I shared with you, America, that there's over 200 people running for the presidency of the United States of America, and the media hasn't delivered a one of them up to you? Why? Because they don't want you to understand and realize that you have real options concerning the presidency of the United States of America. They want you to go ahead and pick from their illegitimate, incompetent, impotent, capitulating, spineless individuals that are selling out to the powers that be, and they are not us, we the people, that they derive their just powers from the consent of. Rest assured. Rest assured, America. I just I wanted to highlight a couple things because I'm sharing with you right now that the good guys are being indicted. Folks, smite the shepherd and the sheep will flee. Guess what they're doing? They're indicting the wrong people. The president stands back and says, so now they convict Roger Stone of lying and want to jail him for many years to come? Well, what about Crooked Hillary? What about Crooked Hillary, Mr. Commander-in-Chief? Where is that DOJ that you promised that you would bring in? Where is it? Where is your promises of prosecution and draining the swamp? Hey, folks, this isn't for them. This is for you. To those that still have their fingers on their eyeballs, that refuse to see this administration for what it is. This is for you. He says, Roger Stone, they're convicting him. Oh, what can I do? I'm just the commander-in-chief. I'm just the president of the United States of America that has absolute control of the DOJ. And I sit and do nothing but name call all of my created opposition, but the people just haven't figured it out yet. You lose either way, America. Then he goes on, well, what about Crooked Hillary? This is the president of the United States. What about James Comey? What about Strozek, Page, McKay, Brennan, Clyburn? All these others, friends, that they have put up as their opposition, their created opposition, friends. It's pro wrestling at its very worst. And I don't for the life of me understand what it is that the American people do not see. I honest to God do not understand what people do not understand. Just last week, friends, the Supreme Court, oh, if they said it, it must be law. We did a show last week exposing that farce. That is not true. They sit during good behavior, period, Article 3, Section 1. Well, the Supreme Court said now the victims of Sandy Hook, which there's still a thousand questions around, you're just supposed to take it for the CIA-controlled media's narrative, and don't you dare ask any questions. But what they want you to do is they just want you to submit now to the Supreme Court because they want you to believe that they are the divine, when in fact they're running antithetical to it, friends, concerning God's moral law, Deuteronomy 25 verse 1. They want you to just take it for their word, and now they're saying that, you know what, victims of Sandy Hook, you can go ahead. You can go ahead and sue the manufacturers of the weapons. Well, all this under Donald Trump's administration, where's that DOJ? Where's that rule of law? By the way, Barack Hussein Obama promised the same thing until he got in office. Bush did the exact same thing until he got into office. Clinton did the exact same thing until he got into office. Same thing with George Bush Sr. He promised everything, the rule of law. He told the people what they wanted to hear until they got into office. America, this is the history of what you are putting up with, and you're losing your God-given rights as you continuously hold your ground instead of being off on the offensive. The scripture tells us that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. It's because the church is supposed to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. And folks, while they're snuffing out the light, it's absolutely amazing to me that you're now hearing through the CIA-controlled media, well, these guys were calling for an overthrow of American government. No, they weren't. They were calling out those that were perverting the Constitution. And it's our forefathers that told us, and good government stands with me on this, by the way, that where men pervert the Constitution, we're to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. Not the Constitution, but what they're doing is they're putting words in their mouths. They're painting the picture and demonizing and polarizing the guys that are actually standing up and fighting to uphold the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws found within. When are you going to figure this out, America? I want to share another one with you, friends. Just this last week. Again, I can't make this kind of stuff up. Just this last week, judge in Planned Parenthood baby parts trafficking trial. The judge demand jurors to find the journalist guilty for exposing Planned Parenthood for their crimes against humanity and slaughtering babies and trafficking their parts. You heard me right. This is totalitarianism. This is where they come in and use the law against the law. These are the people that are trying to convince you, the likes of those that are now being indicted, friends, that, you know what, that they're calling for an overthrow of government. No, they're calling for an overthrow of tyranny is what they're calling for. And it's what I've always called for. And it's what I've always stood to. And I'm not going to move by the grace of God. I'm not going to move by it. Because you don't like it. Again, we're not here asking the devil for permission to obey. We're not asking for permission to obey God. We're just not. And there's a whole lot of people in this country that are sick and tired of the games that Washington plays. They're tired of the tyranny. They're tired of the lies. They're tired of the murder. They're tired of the bribery. They're tired of the scandals. And yet, America, these are the same people trying to get you in alignment with them as you fall in line with the media that you don't believe in to demonize those that are standing up for you. That's what's going on in the United States of America. And it's been going on in the United States of America for a long time. Hey, folks, when I was doing high school assembly full time all across the country, everything was fine until they started to push, until the media started to push the homosexual agenda, the sodomy agenda. I told the American people, they started calling me a hater and a bigot. What they wanted you to believe is that, well, as I was referencing the law in every state of our union, that it's a felony to commit the act of sodomy, they were trying to get you to believe that I was the bad guy for calling them out for their crimes against children. Do you understand how this works? This is the accuser of the brethren. And I want to tell you bad guys that are listening to me, it's not a good place to put yourself. And don't you dare call yourself a Christian when you stand against God's moral law in doing the right. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back after this break.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House impeachment investigators met in private today with a White House budget official as the inquiry produces new testimony offering direct insight of President Donald Trump's actions toward Ukraine. Investigators heard in closed session from State Department official David Holmes, who delivered a firsthand account that puts the president at the forefront of the events. Holmes testified that he overheard Trump in a phone call with his European Union ambassador, Gordon Sondland, saying he wanted Ukraine to conduct investigations. Sondland later explained the investigations pertained to Biden's, a reference to former Vice President Joe Biden and Biden's son, Hunter. It was one of the first direct accounts of Trump seeking investigations of a political rival and provides Democrats with a counterargument to Republicans who dismissed the testimony so far as largely hearsay from diplomats and others. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Getting lots of comments on live chat, Sons of Liberty Media, Before It's News, or Bradley Dean YouTube, Sons of Liberty Radio. Punch it in. You can watch us live right now. I want to tell you thank you very much for making us the number one show out of 117 affiliates across the United States of America during the weekend, and the number one and two show during the week. We're also broadcasting into 53 countries as well. The 53 countries that are listening to us, I want you to understand, I know that you've almost lost all hope in people that have their eyes open. There are a lot of people in this country that have their eyes open, and as the days go forward, more Americans are beginning to understand that they're being duped once again by the brand new administration. Case in point, I just got a from the beginning of the show, Mr. President, you've been given authority to prosecute. And why haven't you? I'm not going to play the fool, but I just put the question so people could answer the question, right? Mark said he's fiddling with Rome while it burns. People are awakening to what's going on with this administration. They're seeing that he's all talk and no action. And what he does talk about, often he does the exact opposite. Okay, we have another one here that says, Robert said, sir, do it now. Jack said he'll need something to do during his second four-year term. This is how ignorant these people are, these Trump worshipers, okay? Another guy said, we must move this forward. Another guy said, this is a woman, actually. She said, we're waiting for the Barr investigation, always looking for excuses for his incompetency, friends, concerning their man, They're not principled people. They're not following the rule of law. And keep in mind, a good portion of these call themselves Christians. They call themselves evangelicals. Jesus said, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." They're counterfeits. They're not the real deal. These are the ones making excuses for the devil while he continuously lies to them. And that's exactly what this guy's doing. Here's another one for you. Waiting for the bar investigation. This will hopefully be his next move in the game of chess. See, the problem, Millie, is you haven't figured out you're the piece on the board. You haven't realized that you're being played by the dupes of ill-designing men. Is it going to take you 8 years to figure this out? Didn't you just learn your lesson with the last administration? Or didn't you learn your lesson with the administration before that? Or the administration before that? Or the administration before that? Oh, and by the way, I wanted to remind you Americans, namely Millie, who's waiting for the bar investigation, I want you to keep in mind that just recently, Gun Owners of America came out and warned, they put in a national alert out to the Gun Owners of America, that Bill Barr is pushing the Republicans unconstitutional to support gun owner registration. You need to understand who William Barr is, friends. He was the guy that attempted to cover up the government's crimes against that of Ruby Ridge, Randy Weaver, and his family. If you don't know that situation, it was in the late 80s. It was during Bush's administration, his criminal administration. If any folks, CIA operatives and whistleblowers said, listen, there's no more evil man on the earth than George Bush Sr. This is the guy that had his fingers all the way up through his daddy to the Third Reich with Adolf Hitler while they were illegally financing that war. Most people know that now. I'm glad you do. Also, keep in mind they had an affiliation with that of the Muslims who were mercenaries under the Third Reich to do his killing for him. So that might make sense as to why we have an influx, and it may make sense as to why on the sonsoflibertymedia.com it was just reported that over 100 representatives in the United States sent letters to CARE, Hamas Terror Tide CARE, in letters of support. Okay? These are also the same people that are alluring them in through Lutheran Social Services. Okay? I want you to understand what's at play here. We're doing it to ourselves. Hey, bad guys that think you're having your way, we're doing it to ourselves. You're in the same boat. Don't think you have the helm and everybody's just going to get thrown off and your boat's going to float. You're sadly mistaken. The Bible clearly says those that dig the hole will surely fall into it. Period. And the Lord is so thorough in judgment that he said he would not let any iniquity in any sense of the word go unjudged. And you want to know about how thorough he is? He said, even if you go down into hell, I'll be there. Do you understand the severity of what we're doing to ourselves? America, is this not a need for us to repent? Because our sin is finding us out is what's happening in this country. And the Holy Ghost is bearing witness right now, friends. It's exactly where America better get it right. Read Acts 20, verse 21 when you get a moment. Your sin is before God, period. Your sin is before God. And your covenant of hell and your covenant of death, Isaiah 28, verse 18, it will be disannulled again. That is the history of corruption. Listen to your big brother, one of your devils that's now burning in hell right now, Mr. Bonaparte. He said the Bible is no mere book. It's a power. It's a power that opposes all. It's a power that conquers all, friends. Evil. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. Don't ever forget that. Going back to AG, Gun Owners of America just put out a national alert. America, are you paying attention to what's going on here? William Barr's trying to push the good guys to support gun owner registration. This is the good guy Donald Trump appointed. And don't forget about those 55 unconstitutional legislative acts that they pushed down the throats of the American people through new gun legislation under 26 governors throughout the United States, a good portion of them being that of the good guys, the Republicans, friends. Yes, you heard me right. Well, you're being diverted through this impeachment process. They're trying to disarm you. They're attacking the good guys. They're indicting the good guys. They're creating political prisoners. This all reminds me, friends, of what Jesus said. When he was going up to the cross, and all the women came behind him and began to weep for him because he was being crucified for nothing he did. He was tempted in all points, yet without sin. He was the innocent and is the innocent Lamb of God. For no sin of his own, guilty men took him and crucified him on the way up to the cross as he was bearing the cross. Friends, to redeem mankind, to snuff out the works of evil in Jesus' name through perfect judgment that the Lord's known by, Psalm 9:16, Jeremiah 9:24, Psalm 97, friends. The list goes on. Jesus looked back at him and he said, "Don't cry for me. You people out there that are looking and paying attention to what's going on, how the good guys are being indicted, how they're being created out to be political prisoners for overthrowing government, you're being lied to. They're trying to put the light out, friends. They want to put darkness for the light," Isaiah 5:20. For those that stand back and watch it happen, and we're seeing the good guys being delivered up, and we're seeing judgment backwards through totalitarian communistic means, friends, keep in mind it's like the Lord saying to you, and I want you to listen carefully, "Don't cry for me. Cry for you and your children. Because if you'll allow this to happen in a green tree, can you imagine what they're going to do to you in a dry tree?" In other words, with all the truth and the power that you still hold within your hands before God, and you do nothing but allow him to be crucified and the light of the world to be put out, just keep in mind, the Lord said, "Don't cry for me, cry for you and your children. Cry for you and your children." Americans still haven't read their Bibles well enough, have they? It's a judgment upon America when you allow good people to be delivered up for crimes. Their only crime? Exposing corruption, America. I want to go back to this William Barr deal real quick. William Barr was the one that tried to squash that of the investigation concerning Randy Weaver. The FBI tried to set him up because he wouldn't be a witness against the Aryan Nation. He wanted to be left alone, him and his Christian family. And he went up into the mountains, I believe, of Idaho. And the government tracked him because he wouldn't play. He wouldn't become their informant by force. So they set him up. And what they did is they ended up killing his little 14-year-old boy, Sammy. This is your government, friends. Okay, this is the corruption that I'm talking about. They shot his 14-year-old kid dead. They mocked him after they killed him. His mother, Sammy's mother, came out. Randy's wife came out the front door holding a baby, suspecting that that would be okay. They shot her head off while she was holding her baby. This is, folks, your corrupt. This is the corruption that you're putting up with in this government. The people that were responsible for this, too, by the way, friends, were promoted. They weren't demoted. They also killed the family dog. And then the FBI, they put the speakers around the house. And then they began, and other agencies began to mock Randy's dead family. What you didn't hear about is Randy's family, namely Randy, after they were killed. Interestingly enough, they sued the government for $3.2 million. You never heard that, did you, America? You never heard a word about righteousness being established, no, because wicked men don't want you to see. They don't want you encouraged to do the right thing. They want to encourage you to back up. They want to rule through fear, the fear of man and the fear of consequence. That's what they want. And this is exactly why they're zeroing in on the good guys today. P.S., William Barr was the guy that tried to squash the investigation in favor of the federal government for what they did to Randy Weaver and his family. I just wanted you to clearly understand what's going on. And we're seeing more of this. We're seeing more of this. Waco, Texas, we're seeing more of this, friends. We're seeing more of this and more of this and more of this and more of this. Not less. America, I said to you during this week, you are under attack like you've never been under attack before. Why? Because the people are taking for face value that what this guy is saying in the White House is exactly what he's doing. That's not what he's doing. If justice guards our liberties, Mr. President, then where's justice? Where is it? Where is that prosecutor that you promised the American people? Where are those promises of draining the swamp? No, this is all said to the people on the campaign trail so he could be sure to win. Hey, folks, I'm not pushing this to another one that you've been handed off to concerning another candidate that the powers that be put up. No, I'm telling you to get your candidates and get them ready for what's up and coming, friends, because enough is enough of what's going on. And, folks, we are corrupt. Do we have a wound that's incurable, as it talks about in the book of Jeremiah? I know not, but I know this. I trust God in the history of the churches is when our back is up against the wall, he shows up. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You guys are doing an awesome job down there, by the way, at GCN. Thank you very much. I love the intro, outros, as well as, well, my big man on the other side of the window over here doing it for me as well. We call him Pickle. And just wanted to acknowledge you guys. Thank you very much. I wanted to let people know, too, before the end of the hour, I did not plan any of this. I'm just outraged by the stupidity of people that refuse to see the truth for what it is. Folks, you could transport these people to the sun. They wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. And some of you people that listen to me on a daily basis, and I see some of the stuff you post out there, I'm just blown away. I'm just... How many times you just keep putting yourself in there and playing the game, getting caught up into nothing but political talk that's designed to do what? Make the lie sound truthful. And that's exactly what you're sucked up into. Make reference to the Constitution and the Word of God, and I'll tell you what, it'd be all over for the games that you and your favorite politicians are playing. Rest assured. It's your idolatry that keeps them there. Just so you know. With that said, friends, I wanted to highlight this. And we're going to get to time to hold government individuals, agencies accountable for those killed and injured during shootings in gun-free zones in during hour two here. I want you to think about this because Joseph Goebbels, the minister of propaganda under Adolf Hitler, right, once said that a lie repeated often enough would be accepted as truth. Perhaps then, if the truth is continuously repeated, it will be accepted for what it is. Sometimes the truth doesn't sit well in the minds of men. It forces us to face discomfort and accept realities that we otherwise might ignore to satisfy our own sense of reality, right, that we've created, which, by the way, the second commandment condemns. Exodus 20. Living the lie allows us to disregard our personal responsibilities to the world around us while providing us with a false sense of security that tends to diminish when faced with the realization that we have been deceived. Nothing could demonstrate the idea better than the political circus that our government is playing out today. Since the election of none other than Donald Trump, America has been treated to a non-stop, relentless propaganda campaign designed to discredit and unseat the man as a duly elected president. Many of his diehard supporters have come to believe that he is single-handedly waging a battle for freedom against an entrenched deep state. I want to stop right there. Who is the deep state? 1-866-582-9933. I want you to keep in mind, it's not the deep state, friends, that are sending letters to CARE in support of a Hamas terror-type organization. No, it's your representatives. I want to tell you something, America. The deep state that you keep, you're being diverted over to now, the deep state couldn't do what it's doing concerning disarmament if Donald Trump wasn't busy trying to do it along with this new AG, William Barr. I mean, the list goes on. It wasn't the deep state that sent out Mrs. DeVos from Michigan to go ahead and ally our schools with the International Baccalaureate under the United Nations. No, it was Betsy DeVos. And who was it? It was Donald Trump's administration that did that. It wasn't a deep state that you're now led to believe some shadowy government is committing. Is there a shadow government? Oh, there's no question that there is. Just ask me concerning the harassment that me and my family have continuously gone under for the last 20 years of ministry. Oh, let me tell you, they're real. But the fact of the matter is, it's not a deep state doing the things that politicians are doing on their behalf. Think and stop and think before you talk foolishly, friends. Okay? The more the left, you've been, folks, people say this to me all the time. Bradley, are you a Democrat? Nope. Bradley, are you a Republican? Nope. I say to them, it's all unconstitutional. Can you show me in the Constitution what we are? Oh, no, I never thought about that. Never thought about our founding documents. I'm just talking the way that, you know, those that mean to destroy our nation talk. You know, I'm just talking in a line with those people that I don't believe, you know? I just one of those 94% that, you know, spews out what I don't believe. And I don't really believe what they tell me, but I talk in line with everything they set concerning their narratives. Yeah, I know there's a lot of you people out there. You hold the truth in unrighteousness. You're hypocrites. You're pretenders. We're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. We're ruled by law. But when people say that, Brevity, are you a Democrat or are you a Republican? No. I, like Benjamin Rush, who was one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, said, I am neither. I am a Christocrat. That's what I am. Because he's the one that established the laws. The government is upon his shoulders. My Father in heaven, Abba Father, is the governor of all nations. Okay, that's who I submit to. Okay, and this is the problem corruption's having with in the United States of America today, by the way. That's why they're busy demonizing them, censoring them, trying to shut them down through big tech companies. And by the way, nothing in any sense of the word concerning indictments, concerning the CEOs from Google, from Facebook, or Twitter, not a one of them have been charged yet. And all the while, folks, the writing is all over the wall concerning their censorship, their banning, and their shadow banning. Not a thing has been done except another great appeaser, Mr. Ted Cruz, when he indicted one of the CEOs that couldn't answer one of the questions. Well, what's become of it? Absolutely nothing. What's become of these scandals? Absolutely nothing. What's become of the scandals over the last administration and the one before that and the one before that and the one before that? Absolutely nothing. We were just diverting all of you dummies that wouldn't pay attention. You know what? That guy, Bradley Dean, that's why we attacked him so hard. That's why we attack others like him so hard, because they're the ones telling you the truth. And it's the truth that ruins the lie. And we are commanded by God to reprove all darkness. Period. Period, friends. Period. So let me go on here. The more that what you've been led to believe is the left rallies against Donald Trump, the more his supporters love him. That's right. In fact, 62% of his voters have said that it wouldn't matter what he did, they would still support him. Donald Trump said that. If that is not a narcissistic statement, I don't know what is. Arrogant. Read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment. Folks, this is disturbing. And it shows an unwillingness of the American people to face the truth. They're going to end up behind bars and a wired fence before they come to acknowledge that someone did tell them the truth. And the reason there's guys like me and others across the country is because God is bearing witness against you and your sin. Because you're not going to stand before Him on Judgment Day and say, you didn't know. Hey, I want to tell you something. On this show, there is no debate. There is no political correctness. It's black and white, just like the Word of God, just like the Constitution. There is no amendments to God's truth. There's no obligation to His moral truth. It is what it is, and it endures forever. It's not going to be changed. The only ones that are going to change are the corrupt and the righteous. The church is the anvil. The world is the hammer. The anvil is never replaced. The hammer always is. That is the history of the church, America, right there. Don't ever forget it. Don't ever forget it. I'm doing live radio right now, and I was just thinking about George Whitefield, the Great Awakening preacher. He comes to my aid quite a bit when we talk about this kind of stuff. But if you look at the generals of God 100 years ago, every one of them warned those that dare touch the anointed of God. Psalm 2 comes to my aid, right? The kings gather themselves against the Lord and against His anointed. What was the reply from heaven? He will laugh at them. He'll have them in great derision. He'll break them as a potter's vessel. Was that aimed at His church or was that aimed at the world? Exactly, right? It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. Was that aimed at the world or was that aimed at the church? That was aimed at the world. Whoa! That's a different Bible, man, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. Who's that aimed at, church? That's in the preservation of the church, because the seed of the righteous is forever. It's forever. The seed of the righteous will never go anywhere, period. We will always be, no matter how the enemy wants to convince his little minions that they're going to wipe out the world, and we got a lot of his gloom and doomers that want to be raptured from responsibility. We see them all day long. It's a false gospel, period. Okay? But I just want to let you know, friends, what they're doing and what they're trying is they're trying what other sons of Belial have tried in the past. And it's not going to work. All politics formed against Christ and His gospel end at last in the destruction of those who contrived them. I do a whole show on it, and it's one of my favorite shows ever. It's one of my favorite shows ever. I got a goofball on live chat right now talking about how there's lines between church and state and the Constitution says nothing about God. Brother, here, I'll tell you what. You need to call in 1-866-582-9933 and put me in my place, okay? Because, folks, we get this all the time, these little trolls, and they try to poison the stream, and they want others to believe their lie. But notice how they never confront me. That's what I want you to hear. They don't confront me. We've had agencies where we've called them the ACLU, separation of church and state. They won't get on the radio. I wouldn't get on the radio neither if I was them, because they know what they're telling you isn't true. That's why. Stick to the Word. Stick to the Constitution. Hour two coming up, friends. We're going to switch gears. Time to hold government, individual agencies accountable for those who that are killed and injured during shootings in gun-free zones. You got to take their game and shove it right back down their tyrannical throats, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.